Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
This is a super hard gospel passage to preach on, so I would love any children who are here to come forward and to help me explain this. So any children who are here in the congregation, I think you'll do a much better job of this than me. So come on forward. Children?
Patty.
Even big ones. Okay. Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
See you, buddy.
See you.
Okay.
I guess I'm older now.
I think you are 13 now.
Mm-hmm. I guess myself. That's fully up here.
I'm having a seat and helping you with my sermon. Thank you. Okay. So, this gospel passage, Jesus teaches us about conflict. What's conflict?
Problems.
Very, very good. So when we have problems with other people, Jesus is trying to teach us how we can resolve them. So let's think about how we deal with problems at different stages in our life. Now, I might need maybe Ellie and Mateo to help me, because I know you guys are very expressive and good at acting things out. So can you come stand right here? We'll take turns. Okay. So, I want you to pretend that you are 2 years old and you're fighting over a toy. What would you do with each other? Right, exactly. All right, so siblings know how to do this well. Okay, and then what I would do is your mommy would say, okay, hey, wait a minute, guys, wait a minute. Let's take turns with the toy. And I would have to come in and help them resolve the conflict, right? Okay, so now how about Lukey and Sophie, can I make you come forward? Okay, thank you. More siblings, and so my children, guess who's next? Okay, so when we're a little bit older, like say your ages now, how do you guys fight about different things? What do you do? Like let's say that Sophie stole the basketball and she won't let you play with it. What would you say? She stole it. What would you do, Sophie? Yeah. And then what would you do, Lukey? So a little bit less physical, but then their mom might have to come and say, come on, Sophie, let Lukey have a chance with the basketball. And she might help, or what she might do is she might just ignore you and pretend that she doesn't see it going on at all and let you guys work it out, right? Does that ever happen? Oh, thank you. Oh, so nice. And she gave it to you. So when we're a little bit older, thank you guys, we tend to use more words, but still there can be conflict, and adults in children's lives have a few more options. They can trust their children to work it out or still occasionally need to intervene. Okay, so now we need some teenagers. So we can have Christian and Miles, we can have Teddy and Phoebe, all right.
Okay.
So we'll have the actors, or Kai can come. So, how do you, well, Stella, close your eyes. How do you guys fight?
I try to talk it out sometimes.
You try to talk it out?
It's more physical.
Sometimes. How do you fight? So, a little bit more aggressive. Sometimes talking it out. Does your mom and dad ever have to intervene, or do they mostly let you deal with it?
It's mostly my mom sometimes.
Sometimes, okay. So still a little help intervening. Thank you. And how do you guys fight? I'll pretend I don't know.
Teddy, can't believe you do that.
Like that. And Teddy, what's your response?
Come on, Phoebe.
Like that.
So more yelling.
A lot,
I can attest.
A lot of yelling.
Thank you guys. You can tell them, so you can sit down. So a lot of yelling. Kyle, do you ever fight with anybody?
Sometimes I fight with my mom.
With your mom? Yeah. That's hard sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, when I just when we're like deciding like something.
So thank you. Thank you for your help. Would you
I barely get any conflict with like the outside world. I live in like a quiet neighborhood. Well, not that quiet.
Well, good.
In terms of like audio.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kyle.
Thanks.
So as we get older and older and older, fighting gets more and more verbal and gets bigger and bigger and bigger, doesn't it? And sometimes it happens on texting. How many of you fight on texting? Yeah, yeah. So sometimes that can happen, that you get in little on texting, and that's really hard to tell what to do. Now, sometimes when we're fighting with each other, we deal with it directly. So if it's siblings, it's actually kind of healthy sometimes to sort of punch it out, not like really hard, of course, but, you know, just to work it out among the two of you. Or if it's, you know, an argument, to just keep going back and forth until you find a way that you can both be happy, which can be really, really hard to do. But sometimes feelings get really hurt, don't they? Has anybody ever had a friend who really, really hurt your feelings? They maybe didn't want to sit with you at lunch, or they were mean to you in some way. So what Jesus is teaching about is those times when our feelings are really, really hurt by somebody. And instead of talking to that person, instead of being able to go to them and say, "You really hurt my feelings. This was a very difficult thing for me." Sometimes we do other things. What are some other things you do when your feelings get hurt? Anybody willing to share? I know that's kind of a vulnerable thing. Anybody, Sophie?
Talk to your parents.
Talk to somebody else, like your parents. That's a wonderful thing to do. Any other things you guys do? Does anybody just ignore it and hope it goes away? Yeah, so a lot of people, when they get their feelings hurt, they just ignore it. They don't want to talk about it because it feels too vulnerable. It hurts them more to talk about it, and so they just ignore it. But what happens then? Has that ever happened in your life, that you just ignore it? What happens when you ignore it? Well, I'll tell you what I see in my life. It changes the way you behave, because then you might not want to be around that friend. Or you might treat them differently than you normally would. And so Jesus is really clear with us that when we have a problem with people, as hard as it is, Jesus wants us to go to that person and talk with them. He gives us a lot, a lot of other instructions about how to do that, because that's super hard. If somebody has really hurt your feelings, it's really, really difficult to have the courage to go to them. And so in another scripture reading today, we have this beautiful idea that Jesus is like the armor of light. What's armor? You can tell me what armor is.
Protection.
Protection. So if you can imagine putting Jesus on you like a jacket or a sweater or a shield as this armor of light, then he can give you the courage to do really, really hard things. Now, Kathy, wonderful Kathy, where's amazing Kathy? There she is. Do you want to come forward, Kathy? Kathy has made these wonderful crosses that say "Blessed to be a blessing," and has painted some clamshells that say the same thing, "Blessed to be a blessing." Because when you have the courage to go to somebody who has hurt your feelings and to work it out, I'm going to let you take one. You are a blessing to them. It makes you feel better to work it out, but it makes them feel especially better when you work it out. So feel free to take one for yourself, and you can take one to share with a friend. Maybe it's a friend that has hurt your feelings, and this would be a nice way for you to reach out to them, or maybe just for your parents, but feel free to take more than one. For all of us, I think this is a particularly relevant topic in a culture that is so full of conflict right now, where we can hurt each other's feelings accidentally, when in political discussions or in any of the topics that are so fraught in our culture right now, we might not even realize it, and we have hurt a good friend. But we know that we've hurt them because maybe they're cold to us, maybe they avoid us, maybe we don't do things that we normally do with them. And you can be a blessing to them. Blessed to be a blessing. I love that that's the theme that Kathy put on the crosses and the shells. If you have the courage to go and to seek reconciliation. Because what God loves more than anything is that we're happy and peaceful in our lives and in our hearts. And sometimes it takes a lot of work to get there. But if you put on that armor, if you imagine that Jesus is your strength and your light, then he will give you everything you need to do that hard work. Now, I'll just close by saying, sometimes one-on-one relationships can be challenging. And so Jesus promises us at the very end of the gospel lesson that when two or three are gathered, Jesus is always with you. So if it's just you and your friend, Jesus is with you. If it's you and your friend and somebody else, Jesus is with you. But I'll also note that a very famous New Testament scholar said he thinks there was a footnote that when two or three are gathered is actually the upper limit for how many people are present and Jesus is still there, because on committees and other big it gets really hard to be nice. So I hope that all of you will find a way to put on the armor of light this week and to feel Christ strengthening you in whatever areas in your life are in need of reconciliation. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.